from the National Federation of Retailers, over 9 in 10 retailers, 9 out of 10 responding to a survey by the organization, have been a victim of organized retail crime in the past 12 months. What is that? What is organized retail crime?
Yeah, so it's probably the biggest hot button issue in the last 15 or 20 years. Organized retail crime has always been around on some level or another. You know, you've always had people that were in retail theft for profit. There's a real sense of an acceleration there. There's a lot of factors that play into it. Easier disposition of goods, conversion to cash, and some of the technologies enabling that. Some of it is people shifting from other types of crime to what they perceive to be lower risk crimes. I think there's a lot of different perceptions about why it's happening, but there's certainly a significant element of people out there who actually are doing this for a living, for financial gain. They're very rational actors. We still have a tremendous amount of people that offend that are, you know, opportunistic or, you know, we used to call them amateurs. They're people that just make a bad mistake. And we have to deal with each of those groups a little bit differently.
And going back to that survey by the National Federation of Retailers, more than a quarter of responding retailers said that these gangs are exhibiting much more aggression compared to not so long ago. Are you seeing that? Can you confirm that?
Yeah. In fact, it's been a significant amount of conversation in the last several years. You can't go to an industry meeting over the last 3 years and not end up talking about violence against staff. All of my clients are concerned about it. Sometimes it's actually actual violence. Sometimes it's the threat of violence or intimidation, which still feels really bad. Sometimes it's coming in and stealing a whole table of merchandise and spraying mace to kind of cover your tracks. So, again, you know, there's a lot of different views around this, why this is happening. There's probably some macro level things happening in society around the way people act that we probably aren't going to be able to control. And so we're trying to figure out how to protect our people, you know, our associates and employees and our customers. You know, this is not something that anybody wants in the public domain.
What would you say would be the biggest challenge that loss prevention professionals will encounter in the coming year or so?
I think right now, you know, we're being very reactive, and we're being reactive not because we intend to, but because there is so much change going on in the retail marketplace right now, from a mobile POS, e-commerce, ship from store, buy online, pick up in store, all these different variables that are introducing potentials for abuse or just mistakes, you know, unintentional mistakes. And so I think those things are being driven by the retail competitive marketplace. And so I think that those things are constantly challenging loss prevention people to take on those additional things in addition to the core baseline stuff. And a lot of our clients, a lot of our industry, also very focused on safety issues and workers' comp and keeping people safe, being compliant with OSHA. So all those core responsibilities are not going to go away. So now we just have to, on top of that, build the skill set to deal with these other things as well. When we're in an environment where resources are tough because it's a very competitive, low-margin business in certain sectors.